not sure exactly what he has. I know he had a double ear infection in there, testing for some other stuff. So we had to have some guys step up and make plays, and I thought they did. I thought guys played with a lot more confidence for us tonight. Olivier obviously stepped up when needed to be, and you know, he's been so big for us, and he was huge in this game to win it. And, you know, we had to find a way to win a game like this. I'm proud of us. Yeah, happy for our team. Anytime you win on the road, it's a huge thing. And, you know, we've been in a situation before and hadn't come through, so the fact that our team is learning, getting better, it's rewarding.
Jim, was the most gratifying thing for you to finish in that tense situation when they got it close?
Yeah, I thought, you know, Pat went to the line, made two big free throws. AB hit a huge free throw. We switched a lot of things at the end, and we turned it over in less than, you know, turned it over. That was not a smart play, but... But we said, hang on. I mean, you know, Georgia Tech's going to fight, and they did. I thought they competed really hard. They're really good defensively. You know, so it made it difficult for us in the first half. And I thought the second half was probably the best offensive half we've played all in the ACC this half. The way we just were executing and making smart basketball plays.
Start of the game, Georgia Tech was getting to the hoop. Did you make any changes?
No, I mean, we just broke down a couple times. We did. I thought our ball screen coverage wasn't very good to start the game. Just did really good at that. Now I think we just, the guys just adjusted. That was the game plan coming in, is, you know, trying to make them beat us over the top.
Coach, Georgia Tech's bigs been causing a lot of other teams problems on the boards. They didn't have, those two bigs didn't have a combined, but seven rebounds, and you're missing your seven-footer. Is there anything you did?
No, we just, I mean, they had six, I think, in the first 4 minutes, so and I think for the rest of the first half, we limited them to one, and in the second half, I mean, they're really good. I mean, they're one of the leading offensive rebounding teams in the nation for a reason, so we just had to challenge some guys. I thought John Carney, you know, walk on for us, he gave us great minutes. You know, Will McGarity, who had been struggling a little bit, just competed, played with some confidence. It was just good to see it, but they did, you know, we competed. Our guards got in and rebounded a little bit. You know, Pat Heckman, I thought, played a really, really good game as well, just... He's just playing so well all around. Pat's, he's just really playing well. That stretch he had to start the second half, you know, I thought really turned the tide for us.
Jim, what do you hope will be the net effect here going forward in this win? You know, as hard as you guys.
What do you think, Mike? What do you think the net effect would be? Hopefully we get another one. Hopefully we gain some confidence and keep winning and play better. You know, like I told our team, I mean, nobody's going to respect us until first we respect ourselves. And we've been a long way today in respecting ourselves. They're tired of reading the stuff about them that people have written about them. They're tired of seeing it too. But you know what? Until we respect ourselves, and today they can walk out of that locker room, they can respect their effort, they can respect their commitment to the game plan, and they can respect their execution. That's the first step. And the next step is now to get confidence and to know that, you know, you have the ability and you can compete with teams in this league.
You seem to challenge the bench after the Syracuse game. How do you feel that in all?
I thought they were great. I mean, I thought they were great because, you know, in the Syracuse game, it was frustrating because, you know, we started the game off 12-2. And then the bench went in, and it wasn't offense. You know, it's not always offensive production. It's defensive energy, defensive soundness, you know, and play with heart. I thought our bench in Syracuse went in and played tentatively. And today they went in and played with a little more confidence. Carl Owens hit a big three. Eddie Odio went in and played more aggressively. John Carney went in and played aggressively. So, you have to have it. You have to have, you know, it's a tough, tough league. And all the games are going to be like this one. They're going to be tight games. Does it make a difference who you're playing?
You know, they got outscored 27-5, but they seem to score a lot of identity points in those plays.
They hustled. Yeah, they hustled. They played hard. You know, I mean, they hustled and played hard. And obviously, you know, if we can get the game to a 3-minute game, Olivier Hanlon, you know, is going to have to win it. And that's what he did tonight. He made some huge shots. That's what he does.
Tech got the ball down low. You did a good job of double teaming. No, didn't allow them to make that pass to the open man.
Yeah, we had to. You know, we're not very big to begin with, and they're so good and so strong. And those guys, I thought, did a good job playing for patience. And they didn't, you know, they weren't just firing the ball. They were trying to find the right guys. I thought they handled the double team pretty well, but it did neutralize them, you know, in terms of getting it in there. And I think if you double, you know, the post players, sometimes they don't post as aggressively because they know it's coming. So maybe they're a little bit further away from the basket. But that was a big part of what we tried to do today.
Jim, when did you know that you were going to have
a Saturday morning.
And what was your concerns about the way it would impact the budget?
Huge. I mean, yeah, I mean, he's played well. I mean, Dennis, this was Dennis's type of game. I mean, there's big bodies out there, and you know, he's a big part. He wants to be part of it. I mean, he's ill. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. It just happens.
Regarding Olivier, he seemed to have had a lot of success against Tech. Is there something to
I have no idea until today. He's had a lot of success against a lot of people this year. I think once we started conference play, if you look at his numbers in the conference, you can't look at the season-long numbers. He's learned to be the primary ball handler of a team and running an offense by himself. So they played a little differently last year. So once conference play, he's now comfortable. His assist to turnover ratio is great. Not as good today as it's been. His three-point percentage is up. He's over 77 from the foul line. He's over 40% from three. He's played once, and he's averaging, I don't know what he's averaging now, close to 20 a game. Once we started ACC play, he's kicked it into another level.